Now, dear God, we thank you in the wondrous name of Jesus. And oh, thank you in the wondrous name of Jesus. We come to you today, Lord, and we are a needy people, and we're grateful to you that we are a needy people. That, Lord, in your loving kindness, that you have caused things to affect our life, that we are turning to you this morning, Lord, that we find our place in a church, that how, God, you have encouraged us to come and to hear your word. Now, Lord, we just thank you so much for the great grace, the great love that you have for us. Lord, let it be known to each and every heart here this day. Lord, if it would just be more light that we would receive from you this day to know how you love us. Oh, precious God, thank you for everything that you're doing. Thank you for your word. Thank you that we can come and sup from you. As you said, you're the bread of life. Help us to come in here and feast today. Lord, we're just looking to you and looking to that Holy Spirit to take the things of you and to make them ours this morning. Let us know how privileged we are. We thank you, God. We ask for your anointing on each and every life. We lift it up to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. If you'd open your Bibles with me, we're going back to Philippians chapter 4. And we've been talking about prayer, and I believe that the Lord has been opening up to us these five precious fruits of prayer in these two little verses in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And today we're going to be on the fourth precious fruit, and I hope that we can all say together that maybe each bite is getting a little bit better. And see, that's just how the Lord does. He's just better and better all the time, as he says in Hebrews. But let's go ahead and read Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, praise God. We started off everything by prayer. And then we came to supplication, understanding that it's expecting God when we pray, the expectation that we have in prayer. And then last week, it was thanksgiving for the need in prayer. To truly have a heart that's thankful for the needs that God gives us. Very difficult thing, but we understand that His grace is sufficient. And we can call out to Him. And we can be content in whatsoever state we're in. When we know that God is on the throne and God loves us so. But today, brothers and sisters, it's let your requests be made known unto God. And as He gave this to me, this is the part that's the intimate fellowship of prayer. Now, many will read this wonderful little passage and they'll say, well, what's the difference between everything by prayer and letting our requests be made known unto God? Well, the difference lies in one special word there, and it's that word requests. That word request, it means the very desires of your heart. See, this isn't just praying anymore, brothers and sisters. God has encouraged us to come boldly, and we get in there and we pray, but this is different. This is pouring forth our hearts unto Him. And you see, when we speak our desires to someone, it truly is another level. This is intimate fellowship. When you speak your desires to someone, I would hope that it would be someone who truly cares. I would hope it's somebody that you trust in, that you believe in, someone who completely understands you. And how about this? Someone who actually made you, and that's your Jesus. And I'm so thankful that God, even though you know my thought afar off, you love me so much that you've asked me to come in there and to share my desires with you. That's how God loves you. He's just not trying to put everything into you, which He is, but He wants to see that sweet fragrance come up from our lives, brothers and sisters, in worship and understanding that the Lord loves to hear our desires of what He is doing in our life. Now, brothers and sisters, this is the very intimacy that Brother Moses had with God. He spoke of it in Exodus 33:11. And in there he says that he spoke to God face to face as a man speaks to his friend. face to face as a man speaks to his friend. Now think of that. Is that how you speak to God? I hope you know that even if you don't know that, that's how you speak to God. See, Moses was called out from among the camp. And he would to God out from among the camp. And God had set that place for him, the tabernacle, the wonderful place of worship. And he would sit there with God and he would worship him face to face. But the Lord in his infinite grace for us, now think of this, he's removed the veil. We can go right into the Holy of Holies. And let me tell you something, God is there. The fragrance is thick. And we go in there and we speak face to face with God. Brothers and sisters, I hope we know that. I hope that we have a Lord that when we go to visit with him, we look into the eyes of Jesus. That when we're in that throne room, it is personal. That this isn't something that the world's try to make of this. That it's something that God isn't a personal God. He's just a big overwhelming God. And he can't have the time to speak to each one of us individually. Let me tell you something. He is concerned with the individual. He wants you. He wants you in that throne room. And know when you go into that throne room, you're there alone with him. And that's the wonderful thing. How intimate this is. That God has called you, as the sweet brother even encouraged me this morning as he came and he spoke to me. He says, I'm an individual with Jesus Christ. He sees me individually. My walk is mine alone. My faith is mine alone. God has given me a walk that is so personal with him. It's not like yours, brother, but it's mine. And it's all mine. And it's good. And hallelujah, the things that he's taken me from. And the things that he's taken me to. The things that he's taken me through. Praise be to God. And this brother knew it. He knew that God had divinely set forth that path. That the things, the scars, the hurts, the things that were things that the world would look at and say, God help him, why did he do that? But yet even though it was that way, and it had to be that way, because God saw it. And it was for him. And praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. That's this intimacy that we have with him that's beyond the veil. Now, I ask you, doesn't this just call out to you, Hebrews 4:16, where it says, come boldly to the throne of grace? Come boldly to the throne of grace. See, I don't have to pray afar off. I hope that you don't feel, because that's all it is feeling. And see, the devil's real good to work on your feeling. He really is. Don't feel that you're afar off from God. Don't feel that way. Don't feel that you're afar off when you pray. When you pray in Jesus' name, you come into the throne room with him. He's invited you there. It's not because you have a place in a church. It's not because you have 10 Schofield Bibles laying around your home. It's not because you grew up in here. It's because you're a child of God. It's because you're accepted in the Beloved. Brothers and sisters, we need to get after this. I'm God's family. I'm God's son. He's invited me in there. He's encouraging me to come in there. I don't come in there sheepishly. Oh, no, I don't. I still walk into my mom's home. If I startle her, I'm sorry I did. But she wants me to walk into her home. I'm family. I come in there boldly. I told you, my kids come in there. I think they're maybe a little too bold. They get right into the refrigerator and go through drawers and things like that. But it's the family. And that's what God wants you to feel comfortable in his house. And in the name of Jesus, you're there and you dwell there 24/7 by the grace of God in Jesus' name. And the devil wants to keep you out of there. That's all he wants to do. That's all he's trying to do is discourage you to get your thoughts afar off from the things of God. And you know how he does it? He tells you you're too wicked. He'll tell you to go wallow in your self-pity. Oh yeah, he's good at all these things. You know why I know him so well? He does it to me. Oh, I know I'm not speaking about you today. I'll just give you my own testimony. And I'll tell you what a flop the devil tells me I am all the time. How I have no faith. How every wind of anybody's word that was against me just completely knocks me out. and I don't feel like running anymore. But God, help me to get rid of feeling and start laying a hold of faith and start being the mighty man of God that He has called me to be and to be something in Jesus Christ. Now, I'm telling you, He's getting after me, and I hope He's getting after you too. But you're not too wicked to go in the throne room today. You're not too defeated to go in the throne room today. Jesus Christ is concerned about you. And you need to tell the old devil one thing. Behold the Lamb and get yourself in the throne room. That's how simple it is. This isn't a complicated thing. I don't have to go in there and think, well, I've got to get this straight in my life and I've got to get that worked out and then I can worship God. You'll never worship God that way. The devil will get you defeated all the way through there and you will never be a worshiper in Jesus' name. That's what I was so thankful about. The enemy was trying to get me down with my unbelief this week. Oh, you're sinful. You didn't believe God enough in that. Get away from me, Satan. My sin has already been taken care of. Hallelujah, I'm free. And I'm so thankful to God that He sees me that way. I'm righteous and I'm holy and I go in there accepted. And I say, Lord, I know You've met my need. It's already there for me. And I'm so thankful that I can go freely in there and get it. And what He whispered to me so sweetly was, son, quit wasting your time. Quit wasting it. This is time for intimacy. Intimacy, brothers and sisters. See, what He's doing with us here is He's encouraging us to go beyond prayer and to begin to worship. To worship. To worship. Thank You. Thank You, God. So many want to pray, and that's a wonderful thing. But so few want to worship Him. Amen. So many want to work and they want to see the acts of God. And so few want to sit at the feet of Jesus and say, Lord, I just want to learn of You. I want to know Your way. And a lot of times, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, the way of the Lord is on the backside of a desert for 40 years. It is. It can be very barren to the sight of man. But I'm going to tell you, it's rich as can be. It really is. Because He said, I'll make those deserts blooming, wonderful gardens for you. And He does that. And He does that as we come in boldly to Him. And we say, in Jesus' name, I know this is where I need to be. Amen. Do we believe it? Do you see, it's not just positive thinking. It's just what faith is. It's just what faith is. Faith, the Word of God, when I believe that, I know that He told me He perfects that which concerns me. He didn't say some of the things that concern me. He didn't say a few of them or most of them. I'll perfect that which concerns you. He didn't say that some of the things or a few of the things work together for good to them that love God. He said, and we know that all things. I'm living a life by the grace of God that knows that all things work together for my good. Because I love Him. Because I love Jesus. Because He first loved me. And that's the simplicity that's in this gospel, brothers and sisters. Had people criticize. Say, oh, all you do is talk about love. How could I not always talk about the love of God? That's the only thing that holds me. That's the only thing that holds you, is the love of God. And the more I realize that God loves me and how much He loves me, then my faith is going to increase. Because faith, which worketh by love. I can read that over and over and over and over. But if I don't receive the Word of God, it will never be effectual to my life. See, that's the believing when I love Him. By the grace of God, when I realize how much He loves me. I just know it. I've talked about my parents many times. I'm thankful for the loving parents that God gave me. I didn't doubt their love. I knew when they would correct me, when they would tell me things that I didn't want to hear, when they would tell me things that I didn't want to hear, that they loved me. And I'm going to tell you, we're feisty, we're ornery, and He's telling us what we need to hear. And He's telling you what you need to hear. And you know the Word of God. You do. He says that we know the truth, and we do know the truth. God says, my sheep, they hear my voice. Don't tell me that you don't hear God. You do hear God. You're just not listening. You're just wanting not to listen to Him. But you know what? He's a faithful lover. And He keeps calling at you. And He keeps telling you what you need to hear. And I know what you're hearing all the time. If you're a child of God, you're hearing His Word. Amen. And He's telling you all the time, rise up. Rise up. It's time. It's time to rise up. Hallelujah. You do need to be changed. I do need to be changed. And you know what change I need? Glory. Glory to glory to glory. And praise be to God, it's going to be in the very image of Him.
Amen.
Oh, yes. I didn't know it was going to go this way, but we're going to follow Him by His grace. Hallelujah. But see, this is the encouragement, brothers and sisters, and we'll get on with it. From prayer to worship. Remember that precious definition of worship in the Greek? Drawing nigh in fervent love as to kiss. Don't forget the kiss. He's already kissed you. Don't forget to kiss Him back. The sweet, tender kisses, the precious kisses of His lips.
Hallelujah.
Drawing nigh in fervent love as to kiss. Now, by the grace of God, I believe that's what He's doing here. I believe that's why we come to worship Him. We don't have a big formal show. I'm so thankful for the tremendous music that God gives us here, from the choir to Brother Ken to the special, all of these different things. But we're here for one thing, the Word of God. And the truth in love, that's what's going to build things up in our life. That's what's going to give us the inheritance, the Word of God says, the Word of His grace. And that's what it is. It's grace. He gave you His Word. And to be appreciative of His Word. And thanks be to God, He's given me a body. That I'm going to tell you something. I can feel some awesome things. There's some wonderful emotions that come through this body. I get excited about my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to see Him. It's real to me. I'm so thankful to God what He's doing. He's having us loving His appearing. But I'm going to tell you something. When we do begin to get this wonderful desire in our life, somebody to tell our desires to, He becomes the one whom we desire. Have you ever gone into that throne room, and you just realize how circled you are? See, the Word of God tells us that we're encompassed about. I appreciate it, sister. I've been thinking about how He encompasses us. And then it was sweet. The Lord kind of took me to studying a little bit about the traditional Jewish weddings and how the bride will go and circle the groom and how the groom will go and circle the bride. Well, I'll tell you what, we're circled. We're encompassed about. And I'm so grateful to Him as I was studying this. I was thinking, oh Lord, You're dancing around me today. You are. You're so thankful that I love You too. And I'm so thankful You love me too. And You're circling me and circling me and circling me. And praise God that You've got that hedge around me. Whisper it in my ear. Honey, I've got the way of escape. And that's all I could think of. I've got the way of escape for You. And that escape is always in that wonderful word, as we've already said it, rise up. That's your escape. But you know how you rise up? You got to hear Him call to you, my love. Now, how could you not rise up? Is that the voice of your lover today? Rise up. Man, when you talk on the phone, when you haven't talked to the one that you love for a while, or I remember courting my dear wife and how I just loved to hear her voice. I love to hear a voice. And it would just sometimes when I'm in the house and I'm just kind of sitting there and I hear, honey. Not a honeydew, just a honey. Just a honey. Now it just strums across my heart. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Come away. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it's just so exciting. It is, isn't it? Just like, come away. And in a moment, we are really going to come away by His grace. I was just so grateful to Him. But, you know, I'm burdened for you. My heart hurts. Because I know that we're looking at times for different things, for our way of escape. And we're looking in all the wrong places for it. We are. We look in our own wisdom, and it doesn't work. We go to man's wisdom. It might work for a while, but you know what? That doesn't work. It doesn't. We think that maybe it's going to be more money, better retirement, better job. And I'll list them for you. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. And then you think it's going to be in new relationships or a different position or maybe more people around me. You know, that'll make me feel better. And I'll go over here and I'll show you. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. And there's got to be a time in your life where it's just going to give it up. Just give it up. You know what I'm saying? Give it up. See, I'm starting to get weary in that this week. The enemy coming on me, just weighing me down. And I believe my heart, the Lord said it for you too. Time to give it up. Time to let it go. Time to get into 1 Corinthians 10:13, where it says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man." Okay? Listen to this. This is amazing. "But God is faithful." Aren't you thankful God's faithful? Boy, I sure wasn't this week, but He was. And He is. I've never been, but He is. And He's faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. Now, did you listen to that? I know that you thought God made a mistake on the one you're in right now, but listen to it again. Come on now. "Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." Now, brothers and sisters, He made that valley. He did. Now it's time to bear fruit. It's time. It's time to bear the fruit. A lot of times we go in the valley, but we're still there and we haven't allowed Him to bear fruit. It's time to bear the fruit. Okay? Now listen to this. When you really love somebody, when you really do, it doesn't matter where you are. It just matters that you're together. It's true. It doesn't matter where you are. Just that you're together. I got to laugh at us. I was thinking, there, my wife was such a young girl, and she was accustomed to some pretty nice surroundings. And I'm sure there was quite a few people said, "You're marrying who? What? Does he even have a job?" I was kind of getting one. I was still going through school. Finished up. And I remember, and I told you how funny it was. I had that little place that Mom and Dad got. Rented it. A whopping 682 square feet. Oh, yeah. That wasn't the bedroom. That was the whole house. Come on now. I'm telling you the truth. And I remember so happy. I went over to my grandpa's house and grandma's house. And they said, "Honey, you don't have any furniture, do you?" And I said, "Oh, no, we need that." "Oh, yeah, you do, honey. You need furniture in there." So they said, "Well, go over here and you can take this over there and put it in and this over there and put it." And every piece was so beautiful. It really was. But see, every piece all together. Well, I forget what the ladies call that now. Eclectic, right? Yeah. Well, there was a new definition after I got through with it. But we had it all in there. The one thing I did know is I did know how to paint, and I did paint the house. So the house looked good inside. But there she came, and I was surprising her. "This is our home." Now, she was speechless when she walked in there. She really was. And there was a big smile. And I could read her right away.
This ain't right, is it? Oh, it's not right. But she loved me. And it didn't matter where we were, because we were together. And with Jesus, it doesn't matter where you are. All that matters is that you're together. And if you're a child of God today, I got wonderful news for you. You're together. You're together. Satan, get thee behind me. You're not in this place. You have nothing to do with this. He made the trial, brothers and sisters. And He is the way of escape. He's the way of escape because we're together. We're together. I want you to think about this. Because I know you're thinking right now, well, wait a second, where is that place again? Where's that escape again? It's right here in our text. It's in Jesus' name. Come on now. In Jesus' name. And I'm in the throne room. I'm free. All those dark corners of the heart that might still be there today. All those dark places of my mind that maybe have been chaining me down for a long time. Maybe for years. I don't know how long it's been. Today's your day. Yeah. Today's your day. I believe it. I believe we've been reading about prayer, studying about prayer. God has invited us into prayer. He tells us everything by prayer. He tells us to be expectant in that prayer. He tells us to be thankful for the need in prayer. But today's the day to pour forth your desire to Him. And I know we've got lots of desires, not just one. You have many. And it's time to pour them forth and to know that He is the way of escape. In closing, I just tell you this. Perfect love casts out fear. And it's all the fear. And there's something about that fear. It's torment. It's a lot of different things that it can be, brothers and sisters. But there's a precious thing about fear. It means to give reverence to the husband. Are you going to give reverence to the ability of your husband today who's calling you? What do you think about it? I mean, this is a perfect husband. This is a husband that's never failed, who's met every need. You talk about supplying everything that you got. Giving reverence to your husband. I want to give reverence to him today. And how I give the greatest reverence to my husband is I come to him and I said, Lord, you've got every desire this morning. Every single one. And I'm going to tell you, the comfort, the peace, the rest, the satisfaction. Oh, hallelujah. You talk about being at ecstasy. Let your requests be made known unto God. Let your requests be made known unto God. Let your requests be made known unto God this morning. Don't hold back. Give Him everything. God is calling you to rise up this morning. To give it to Him this morning. Hallelujah. God, take it this morning. It is time, Lord, that I come boldly to the throne with all of my desires. To give them to You. To lay them upon Your lap. God, help me to be the full overcomer this morning. God, give me the vision of that race. Lord, help me to rise up because I am Your love. I am Your love. Hallelujah, You love me. Praise God that You love me. Thank You, Jesus, that Your desire is toward me. Oh, hallelujah to the King. Hallelujah to the King. Praise You, Jesus. Oh, praise You, praise You.
Oh, praise you. Praise you, Jesus. While every head is bowed. Dear God, we just bring this to you. Lord, convict us. God, help us to make the move today. Lord, let us run on. God, you're calling us to do that. Oh, hallelujah. What a privilege. Don't let me stay in my unbelief this morning. It's time to believe you. And you said, get in here, son, and come boldly. I love you. You're my desire. My desires are toward you. Hallelujah. Thank you for that invitation. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.